Okay, Tzadik Hey. We are up to Eboy Lahu. So yesterday we described the way the Lechem HaPonim was set up with the pipes and the sniffim and the fancy pictures. So now we go on to the next question. Eboy Lahu. The question is, Lechem HaPonim Nifzal B'Masois or Eina Nifzal B'Masois? When the Jews were in the desert, they set up the Lechem HaPonim on the Shulchan. So what happens if it was time to travel? And so when they traveled, they dismantled the Mishkan. And they're carrying the Shulchan along. And there's Lechem, and they're covering it, and Lechem HaPonim there. Is that considered Yotze? So generally, if the Lechem HaPonim went out of the Azara, or maybe in the Heichal probably, then it's possible. And what happens if
the whole
what happens if the if while they were traveling, is that considered Yotze or it's not considered Yotze? Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua, so the argument between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Omar Nifsa v'chad Omar Nifsa, one says yep, one says no. What's the reason? Man Omar Nifsa, the one who says that it became possible to receive, Kasher Yachanu Kein Yiso. The way that they camped is the way that they traveled. Ma b'chana Yose Nifsa v'yotze. Just like when they camped, if it went out, it became possible. Is after Nisiyasa Nifsal B'Yotze. So when they traveled, it went out, and it's out because there ain't no Mishkan, so it must be out. So while it's traveling, so therefore it become possible. That's according to the one who says it was possible. Mandama Eina Nifsal, the one who says it's not possible. Why not? Dichsiv Alechem Hatamid Olav Yeya. It says the Lechem Hatamid. Now it says Lechem Haponim, I think. I'm trying to find the base, and I can't find it. But it says Lechem HaPonim, anyway. Where's the base pointing at? Oh, that one. Lechem HaTamid Olaviyah. No, it does say Lechem HaTamid Olaviyah. Okay, so Lechem HaTamid Olaviyah. So the Lechem should always be on it. So that means if the Lechem is on it, even when it's traveling, it's on the Shulchan. So therefore, it's good. It's not possible. Okay, so that's the machlokes. So the Gemara one out. So each one has to now explain the other guy's pasuk. Of course, is ve'idach nami the one who says it's kosher? Haksiv kasher yachanu ken yisov. It should be the same as when they camped. And when they camped, it was possible. Why not? Why isn't it possible when it travels? He'll tell you le'idach kisa. The comparison between when they camped and when they traveled is on the contrary. Ma b'chana yose ki lo yatzamim koyme lo yimivsel. Just like when they camped, if it didn't go out from its place, in other words, on the shulchan, it's not possible. Is afpin nisiyose. Similarly, when it's traveling, ki lo yatzamim koyme lo yimivsel. If it didn't go off the shulchan, it's not possible.
So he's defining b'koyme as the shulchan.
As the shulchan, yeah.
Not the location.
Not the location. Shulchan. Not in the azara or in the heichal, but on the shulchan. So just like when they camped, if it's on the shulchan, it's not possible. So when they're traveling, if it's on the shulchan, it's not possible. That's his explanation. Now, idach nami, the one who says it is possible, haksiv alechem atomid olav yiyah, that means that when it's on it, it's on it. That means it should be considered being on the shulchan even when it's traveling. So how does he explain that one? Says the Gemara, he can't. And therefore, ela, but, we'll say it differently. Ki Yasser Ravdimi, Amar Ravdimi came and he clarified. Ravdimi was a Talmud of Rav Yochanan, so he probably had a fair idea of what the argument between Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Levi was. He said as follows: Bimis Sudar, if the Lechem HaPonim is arranged on the Shulchan and it's sitting on the Shulchan still in its arrangement, the Kula Yamalei Pligi. Nobody says that it's possible. Everyone agrees it's okay because it says Lechem HaTamid all of you. Ella Ki Pligi Mesulak. The question they argue, when did they argue? When it was removed from the Shulchan. Yeah? So they traveled on our Wednesday. So normally they're supposed to stay there till Shabbos. But if they traveled on our Wednesday, let's say, and if they took off the Lechem HaPonim from the Shulchan when they traveled, does that make it now Yotze or not? Manda Omar Nifsa, the one that says it's no good. Same thing. Dichsiv kasher yachanu ken yiso. Just like you camp, that's how it is when they travel. Ma b'chana yose nifsal b'yotze. Just when they're camping, it's possible if it goes out of the heichal after the siyose nifsal b'yotze. Similarly, when they traveling, it went out. So therefore, it's possible. The man d'amar ein nifsal. The guy who says it's not possible. Dichsiv v'nasa oyel moyed. It says oyel moyed will travel. When it talks about the Masois, yeah, in Bamidbar, it says that Dasa Oyel Moyed. That means afal pisha nasa oil mayeru. Even when it travels, it's still called oil mayer, and therefore it's not yotze anywhere because it's oil mayer.
Even though it's not oil, it's packed up and.
Yeah, but that's what it's called.
No, it's called oil mayer.
It doesn't say that the parts of the oil mayer should travel. It says the oil mayer should travel.
Yeah.
In other words, dismantle oil mayer should travel.
It's still in the shame of oil mayer, even though it's taken to pieces.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's still. It's so that's
it's IKEA boxes.
I was going to say it's flat packed. It's not much of an
exactly.
oil, really, is it?
Yeah, and when they travelled, they also travelled in the same shape as when they camped. So that would you still have the same machanos. We're going to say later. Yeah. Okay. So we idach nami. So the guy who says that it's good. Haksiv kasher yachad ukeni. So how does he explain if it has to be the same as when it camped and it's not in the place? Inside the Mishkan, so it should be possible, Yotze, and he'll say the same answer like we said before. Leidoch Gisa, Mabachani Yosef, just like when you camp, Kidle Mapikle Lemifsel. If you didn't take it out of the Azara, it didn't become possible. As Afpinasi Yosef, Kidle Mapikle Lemifsel. If you didn't take it out of the Oyel Moyed as it was traveling, yeah, it was still called Oyel Moyed, so therefore it's not possible. Okay, the idach nami, the one who says it's possible, haksiv nasa oyel moed, it says that it's still considered oyel moed even when it's traveling. So he says, no, that's not telling you that it's still considered oyel moed when it's traveling. Hahu l'dugolim hu da'asa, that's just telling you how they should travel, the order of traveling, that all the four camps traveled, and in the middle, is so first two camps traveled, and then v'nasa oyel moed, to tell you that at that point, the levim who were schlepping the oyel moed, the mishkan, they went next. It's not telling you that it's still considered as if it was in Oyel Moed when they're traveling. The Idach, and the other guy says, "Mimachne halavim b'seicha machanis." The pasuk says, "V'nasa Oyel Moed machne halavim b'seicha machanis." Yeah, so that tells you that machne halavim b'seicha machanis, that the camp of the levim was in the middle of the machanis. That tells you that the order of the traveling. Just like when they camped, they were in the middle. So when they were traveling, they were also in the middle. So why does it have to say v'nasa oyel moed? So that tells you that it's still considered oyel moed when it's traveling and it's kosher. Okay. It is written that they packed everything, they covered everything. Yeah. So they packed it. So therefore, what? So it's still considered. So he says, "V'nasa oil mayer." Even when it's packed up and traveling, it's still considered oil mayer. That's what he says. Okay. Meisavei. Now we'll ask a kasha. B'shar siluk masois. So the kasha is going to be on the whole concept. How can you say that it's considered still oil mayer when it's traveling? So so we have here. A Tosefta which says, "Bishas siluk masois, when they were packing up and traveling, kachim nifsalin biyotze, not lechem apalim, just general kachim. You had a korban, and you had the meat of the korban. Let's say, then it became possible because the yotze went out of the azara because the azara went out of it. Whatever however you want to look at it, it's not in the azara anymore, so it becomes possible. V'zavinim etzuroyin mishtalchin chusul mechitzason, but." A Zavana Metzaira. The Zavana Metzaira in general are not allowed to be in. So Metzaira is not allowed to be even in Machane Yisrael. So he's got to go way out the back. And a Zav is Chutz to Machane Leviya, right? So he had to go outside the Machane Leviya. So in that sense, when they're traveling, those Machanois, the demarcations of the camps of the Leviya and the camps of Yisraelim, is still in place. And even when they were traveling, a Metzora had to travel outside of the camp of Yisrael, and a Zav had to travel outside the camp of Leviah, of the Levim.
So it's slightly
awkward because we're saying the Kachim are apostle. That means it's not considered in the Azor anymore. But mitzad the Machanois, they were still considered Machanois. Is my love okay? So that's what it says in the Tosefta. So the question is, it says that the kachim are nifsalin beyotzim mefurish. Yeah, my love. Doesn't that mean I feel lechem? What do you mean kachim? So we translate kachim a korban, but isn't it I feel lechem upon him? Why lechem upon him? Why should that be different from any other korban? If a korban is yotzei and it's yotzei, then a lechem upon him is also yotzei when they're packing up and traveling. They didn't bring the carbon that was packed. They had a carbon already, Ogeshachten, and it's so it's supposed to be eaten, let's say, that day or 2 days, if it's a shlomim, 2 days. And while before they had a chance to eat it, suddenly the clouds moved, and that's it. Pack up. Bivouac. Let's go. So they still had the meat. The guy was sitting down for his steak, and all of a sudden the clouds started moving. So he quickly had to pack up and run out. So what does he do with his steak? So that's possible. It's not in the Azar anymore. Bad luck for him.
No, that's actually not in Yerushalayim, not Machna Leviyah.
He's not in the Azar, no?
Well, it's Kotzi.
Ah, it depends which carbon. Okay, it depends which carbon it is. Whatever. Yeah.
Talking about 2 days later. One in the morning, one in the night.
That wasn't eaten anyway. That was an oiler. How did they do it while they were traveling?
Yeah.
Who says they travel for the whole day? They did it. They did one before. They did it before they traveled. They did it after they landed. It says that they camped for a yom or yomayim. They travel from it. So it says here that it's no good if when it traveled. So why is the lechem upon him good? So the Gemara says, "Ask manavshach." If it has to be an oil moyed, is a filu kacha, if it's still considered oil moyed while it's traveling, v'nasa oil moyed, is a filu kachim nami. So karbonah should also be okay because they're still an oil moyed. They shouldn't become possible. Ani oil moyed lav dafkehu. If you learn that the word oil moyed doesn't mean it's considered oil moyed while they're traveling, is a filu lechem upon him nami. Lechem upon him should be also no good. So, which is it? Ella, so let's try again. Kiyasa Rabin was another Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and he came along and he said, is that what Rav Dimi told you? I'll tell you the real story. What's the real story of Rabbi Yochanan Rishu ben Levi? He said, who told you they're arguing? They weren't arguing at all. They were just, each one was talking about a different situation. The one who said it's possible is talking about when it's off the table, and the one who says that it's still kosher is when it's still on the table. That's all. And nobody argues. Everyone's happy with that. Okay. End of story. Omar Abaya. Abaya says, Shema mino yesh siluk masois balaylo. From this we can learn that sometimes they would travel in the nighttime. If the cloud went up in the night, not sure how they saw it. I suppose they had the fire to see the cloud. If the cloud went up in the nighttime, they would go. They didn't have to wait till morning to travel. They had the midnight red eye, what's it called? The red eye express midnight travel. Yeah, when the cloud went in the nighttime. How do I learn that? The because if there was never traveling going on at night, or there was no, at least the starting of the journey at night, no night flights, is aimless madly. So when would they get up and go? The tzafra in the morning. So if it's already the next morning, it's ma'iriya mishum yoitze, so it wouldn't be possible yoitze. So it's the assumption is it's first thing in the morning. If it's first thing in the morning, that means what korban have you got? Yesterday's. So what are you worried about it being yoitze? Typically the ipsle belina. If it's yesterday's korban, then it's already possible for being overnight anyhow. If it was a one-day korban, I guess. So there's nothing to talk about being yoitze or not yoitze. So they must have gone at night. So the Gemara says back to Abaya, this is how you learn now that they traveled at night? Pshita, it's obvious that they traveled at night. Lalechas yom and v'layluksiv. The Pasuk says they went day and night. So what do you mean that suddenly you discovered that they traveled at night because otherwise the korban would be possible, you know? So Abaya will tell you now, Mahu de Tema, just from that Pasuk, I would say, Hani milid hecha de akar b'yamama. If they left in the day and it was an overnight flight, they would continue traveling through the night. But if they haven't started traveling in the daytime, then in the nighttime, you would say that they don't start traveling and uproot themselves and pack up and start going in the night. And therefore, this is telling us that they did. Sometimes if the cloud would go in the night, they went in the night. Okay, now let's talk about the Zov and the Metzorah for a second.
It was a day-night game.
Now, we have, let's talk about the Zov and the Metzorahs. Now that we mentioned our friends, they're called the Zov and Chaverov, yeah? The Zov and the Metzorah. So let's say something about them. Uramini, we got a contradiction. So we said before that while they were traveling, the Zov had to go out of the Levim's area where they were walking, and the Metzorah had to travel outside of the camps. Uramini. Here comes the contradiction. A state in Tainis. Hugalu ha-paroiches. When the paroiches was rolled up, so there was a curtain that was hanging there. So they rolled it up when they were traveling. So they packed everything up. So once they rolled up the paroiches, hutru hazavid v'hamatzaroyim likonis tisham. So that place ain't holy anymore, and a zavid and a matzaroy can go in there. So what do you mean that they have to travel outside the camp if it's all packed up? Then there's no the whole thing is bottled temporarily. You're right. It's a machlekes to Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon. The Tanya we learned in a brayse. Turn the page. Rabbi Lezer says, "Yachol dachku zavim tzaraim in this lazara bePesach abatulma." So, what's he talking about? If most of the tzibur is tamei meis, so what happens when it comes time to bring the korban Pesach? They do it betulma. So everybody's tamei, they still do a korban, or most people are tamei, they do a korban Pesach. But that halacha applies only to tumas meis. If most of the people were zovs and mitzoyres, they didn't do the Pesach betulma. They had to wait till Pesach sheni. Yeah. So what happens if most of the people are tamei meis, and so everyone's tamei, they're going in there and they're doing the korban Pesach betulma? So a zov and a mitzoyres says to himself, "Hang on, they're all tamei anyway. Why can't I join in?" Is Yachol, so Rabbi Lezer says, you might think that if the Zovin and the Metzeroin pushed their way in, the Nichtasul Azara, and they came into the Azara, the Pesach Abba Betuma, when the whole congregation was doing a Pesach Betuma, Yachol Yehucha Yovin, so you might think that they're guilty and they're liable for going in when they're Tomei, you know, everyone else is Tomei also, but they're different because they're Zovs and Metzeroin, they're not Tomei Meis. Talmud Leimar, Vishalchu Min Hamachene Kol Tzarua V'chol Zov, V'chol Talmud L'Nafesh. When the Torah tells you in Parshas Tzav that you got to send out from the camp a Metzora or a Zov, they have to go out of wherever areas they have to go out of, it also includes in the same sentence the Talmud Nefesh. So what does that mean? That B'shosh Etzmeyeh Meisi Mishtan, the Talmud Meisi is not allowed to go into the Machane Shechina, right? So it's not allowed to go into the Mishkan, the Midrash, whichever one's around, yeah? So therefore it compares all the three. The Metzor has to go outside of all three camps, the Zov has to go out of two camps, and the Tamei Meis has to go out of one camp. Is Bishash Atzmeyeh Meisi Mishtalchin, when the Tamei Meis is evicted from his camp, Zovin and Metzorin Mishtalchin, then the Zovin and Metzorin are kicked out of their camp. Ain't Tmei Meisim Mishtalchin, but if the Tmei Meisim are not kicked out of the Machane Shechina, ain't Zavet Zeroy Mishtalchin, then they are not kicked out of their camp. And therefore, since the Tmei Meisim are allowed over here in Machane Shechina, the whole concept of kicking people out of camps doesn't exist. And therefore, the one who says that the Zavet and Zeroy can go in there is Rabbi Eliezer. Because now that there's no Machane Shechina, so the Tmei Meisim can go there, so Zov and Metzorin can go as well. And the one who says that they had to travel even outside would be the Rabbanon, who said, no, just because the Tmei Meisim's camp is dismantled doesn't mean that the Zovins and Metzorin's camp is dismantled, and they still have to stay outside of wherever they're supposed to stay outside of. Okay, so that was the traveling Shulchan. Now we go to a new Mishnah. So we talked about how the lechem upon him was arranged, and now we talk about where's the kitchen? Where do you do the kneading and braiding? I didn't braid it. The kneading and the setting it up.
Molding,
that's the word I should use. And the baking. Says the Mishnah, Achas shtei halechem v'achas lechem aponim, both the shtei halechem on Shavuos and the lechem aponim every week, lishasan v'yichasan b'chutz. They were kneaded and arranged into shape outside the Azara, not in the Beis HaMikdash, outside. That means they weren't holy yet. If they were holy, you couldn't do it outside, because then it would be posel yotzei. So therefore, it means that it wasn't holy yet. It only became holy later on when you put it on the table. But for Yosem b'fnim, they baked it inside, which implies it became holy once you put it in the oven, because that's why the oven had to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Einon Deichel is a Shabbos, and neither of them to bake it, which is a malacha on Shabbos, not a bake on Shabbos, that baking does not push off Shabbos, and it had to be done on a weekday, before Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Maseh Mifnim. Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, everything has to be done inside. Even the kneading of the dough and the organizing it has to be inside, because it's already holy, you can't do it outside. Rav Shimon Omer, La'olam haviragel loymar. You should always say, every day when you're doing the Sheish Sechiris, you should be rogel to say, that what? That shtei halecha lecha upon him, ksheiris ba'azara, it's kosher if you do it inside, or ksheiris beis pagi, and it's even kosher out in beis pagi, which is outside altogether in all of Yerushalayim. What does he mean to say? That's a fancy way of saying that everything is kosher outside. That means even the baking. So we have a three-way argument. Tanakama says the baking is inside, the preparation is outside. Rabbi Huda says everything is inside. Rabbi Shimon says everything can be outside. Okay, so what does all this mean? It depends on when is it going to become holy. So the Gemara starts off, for 1 minute, how can the Tanakama, let's start with the Tanakama. Tanakama says that outside you can do the kneading and the arranging, and inside, but the baking has to be inside. That means what? That whatever kalim you put it in outside is not Mekadesh, but the oven is Mekadesh.
Is it the oven or
a klishar? The oven. Well, the oven's a klishar. Well, what's
they
a
have to put it into a,
you have to
a
bake
form
it, so.
In order to put it in the oven.
Okay, but then then you put it in the oven. The oven's a klishar. So it's because it comes holy in the oven. That's why the oven has to be inside, says Tanakama. So, Monoshuch. Hagufa kasha, you're contradicting yourself, Mr. Tanakama. Amarta lishasa v'yichasam b'chutz. When you say that you have to knead it and organize it outside, is alma midas yavesh. Learn his kacha. So what you're saying is that the dry measure, the kalim which had dry stuff in it, not wet, not moist, liquid stuff in it, is not holy. Learn his kacha means it wasn't nimshach with the Shemana Mishcha to have the din of a holy vessel. Yeah? And therefore, that's why you can do it outside, because the kalim that you're doing it in are not holy, and therefore it doesn't become holy, and you can do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But then you said, Afiyoslan bifnim. Aye, but when you bake it, it has to be inside. The oven has to be inside. It's Alma, but the oven is also a Midas Yavish. So there we see Midas Yavish is Yeniskacha. So Manashach, why is the oven holier than the vessels outside? They're all Midas Yavish. Either they were all anointed and became holy, or they didn't get anointed and they weren't holy. Is Alma Rabba, or maybe Rabba.
Flour, but at a certain point in time, you've got to add liquid to that flour to turn it into a dough.
So
is that
make?
Is that?
That's not. But that's still called
yovesh,
though.
Because so when you've got the cupful of water, you wait to mix it with the dough.
No.
Wait a minute. So did you have to measure? Did you have to measure the oil in the shabbos?
The oil.
Yeah. You're pouring what oil? You're pouring oil to mix into the flour.
There's oil in
the menachos. Talk about menachos.
Yeah.
Right, so you got oil in the kli shogos to measure it?
Yeah.
You got the flour in another kli shogos?
The flour is also. If you say midas hayavish like niskatsu, then it's not holy.
They say, does midas hayavish apply to the
just
oil?
Just a sec, so then when you're pouring the oil out of a kli shogos into a non kli shogos? To do the mixing?
It doesn't matter what you put in there. It's the question of what was happening with the kalim.
Right.
So the kalim, if the kalim is holy, then whatever you put in there became holy.
Right.
So if you put liquid into a dry measure keli, it's going to be holy anyway. If you put dry stuff into a liquid one, it's going to be holy too.
Right.
If that kli was nimshach, then it's kodesh. So if they had to the keli which they mixed it up in, it would be depends which keli it was. If it was a kli lach, if that was considered a kli lach, they must have sanctified it first. So here we're asking, what's the difference between the isorin that they use to measure, let's say, the flour outside, and the oven? Is Amar Rava? So Rava says, Hiksha Adam Kosher, a tough guy, had a difficulty with this. Adam Kosher means a hard man, means a smart man, a sharp man. So who Kosher Kabarzel? He's strong as iron, and he had this difficulty. Umanu, who was that? Rav Sheshes. In other words, this is such a hard question that Rav Sheshes had this question and he struggled to answer it. So the Gemara says back, what do you mean it was such a strong question? My kusha, what's so hard about it? Dilma isoren lo mikdash, mekadesh, and Tana is yamekadesh. What's the problem? Who told you that every midas yavish has to be the same? Maybe the oven they did sanctify and the measuring cup they didn't sanctify. So therefore, what's the big kasha? Ella e kasha ha kasha. What if there is? If there is a big kasha over here, it's the following: b'afiyasin b'fnim, and when you bake it, you have to bake it inside. Is alma tanu mekadesh? So therefore, what? And it means when you put it in the oven, that means it's becoming holy. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to do it inside. So when is it becoming holy? Ein doiches a Shabbos. you can't bake the lechem aponim on Shabbos. So when are you baking it? On Friday. So you put it into a klisharis on Friday, and it became holy. You haven't done the avoida of it, of putting it on the shulchan, until when? Until Shabbos. What happens between Friday and Shabbos? Overnight. If Lubelina, it should be possible. If it became holy on Friday and he didn't put it on the shulchan until Shabbos, it should be possible lina. So how could that work? So that was the big question. As therefore, Amar Rava, on this question, Hiksha Adam Kasha Shu Kasha Kuvarza Laman Rav Sheshes. That was where Rav Sheshes had the big question that he struggled to answer. So Amar Rav Ashi says to that, my Kusha, why is that such a hard question? What's the big deal? Dilma, my Bifnim, when it says that they made, that they had to do the Avin Bifnim, it doesn't mean inside the Azara, and it doesn't mean because it was holy. It means B'mokem's risen. It means in the precinct where the Koyanim are, because they know what they're doing, so the Koyanim have to do it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean by that? The baking had to be done by Zrizin. What do they have to be Zrizin for? Well, they had to make sure it didn't become chametz, for one thing. Yeah. So who had to bake it? The inner guys, the Koyanim. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that it becomes holy by putting it in the oven. So the Gemara says, Hadar Avashi Barusi, but this suggestion of Ravashi is flawed. Why? Because Manavshach, Iafia Ba'inon Zrizin, if it just is telling you that you need to have the Koyanim who are very careful and they have to do the baking to make sure it doesn't become chametz, is Lishav Arichanami Binan's reason. The same, why is that different? Then the whole sequence should require that. The kneading and the molding should also require Koyanim. If we trust just anybody to do the kneading and the molding, is a fianami lebanon's reason. So you should trust the same people to do the baking. Yeah. So if it's talking about trustworthy people, what's the difference between the kneading and the baking? Ella the Ravashi Barusi. Ravashi's answer is flawed, and we're left with the question that we can't quite answer that Rav Sheshes also struggled with. Okay. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol maseyam bifnim," that everything was inside. That's nice and simple. Yeah, it was all done inside. Om Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, Ushneim, and Rabbi Shimon says everything could be outside. Says Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, Shneim mikraya chadosh. They both learned from the same pasuk. When David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, he was starving. He turned up at Noivir Akoyanim, and he said, "Give me some food. I'm starving." And they actually didn't have any food available. They gave him the lechem upon him to eat. That's all they had, because the Mishkan was there. Yeah. So he said, "Vehu derech choil." The words that he said were, "It is the way of the week." I'll just translate the words. We'll see what it means. Afki hayoyim yikdash bechli, even though today it becomes holy in the vessel. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda sova. Rabbi Yehuda holds bechol ashkechinu de ka'afulei. David HaMelech turned up. It was a weekday, so it was Friday probably, Erev Shabbos. Yeah, and they were baking it during the week, on a weekday. Is Amalahu, and David HaMelech was surprised that they were baking it on Friday. He said to them, Derech Choyl Kafisullah, you're baking it on Friday. Afki Hayai Mikdash Bechli. That means it's going to become holy in the vessel today on Friday. And if Soleil Belina, he had Rav Sheshes' Kasha. It's going to become Posalina. So therefore, what's that implying? That they should bake it on Shabbos, so there's not Posalina. So that is, Rabbi Yehuda learns from that they baked it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says, Farkert, but Shabbos Ashtachina Tekofilei, he turned up on Shabbos, and he saw them baking it on Shabbos, Amar Lahu, and he said to them, Loi Derech Chol Be'isul L'mevdei, shouldn't you have baked this on Friday? What were you worried? Why didn't you want to bake it on Friday? You were worried it was going to become holy and then become posel lina by waiting overnight. Midi tanur mekadesh, is the oven making it holy? Shulchan hu de mekadesh, it's the shulchan that makes it holy. And therefore the Shimon says, until it gets on the shulchan, it ain't holy. And therefore if you wanted to, you could do it outside.
There's no psul of lina.
There's no psul of lina. Okay, so that's the machlekes. Fred, the Gemara, Mimotzisa Marta, the Bishas, the Fiyash, Kachino. How can they? Well, you're saying that he found them baking it, and either way you look at it, he was questioning what they were doing. Can you say that he turned up while they were baking it? Vahaksiv, Vayitin, Leha Koyen Kodesh. The Koyen gave him holy stuff, which lechem upon him. Kiloi Hayasham Lechem. I didn't have any bread in the city. Kiim Lechem upon him. Amusaranim, Lifnei Hashem. Except the lechem upon him that was removed from before Hashem. Yeah, so it wasn't, they weren't baking it, they'd already taken it off. Yeah, so what do you mean he found them baking it? Elo, so therefore, what's the pshat in the pasuk? My derechol to kamalahu. What did David HaMelech when he said to them, derechol hachikam rulei? They said to him when he said, "I'm starving, give me something to eat." They said to him, "Lekol lechem kiyim lechem upon him asraf neshem." All we've got is lechem upon him, and you're not a kohen. So what should we do? So he told them, "Lo mi boy hi, not only the lechem upon him, which has already been removed from the table, which you can give me. The kivin, the nafik le me'ila. Now that it's had a shas hetel akoyanim, therefore there's no more me'ila. So if I would eat it, I would not be chayiv from me'ila derechoilu, because it's like choil. It's not really choil, but there's no me'ila. So therefore, you could give it to me because I'm starving. Ela filo hayachnami dehayyoyim yikarish bechli. But even if you had other lechem upon him, that you, not the one you just took off, but the one you just stuck on the table, because you just took this one off, the other one you just stuck on, yeah, because they removed the old one at the same time as they were putting the new one on. They sort of slid off the old one and slid on the new one. So David HaMelech says to them, not only can you give me the old one where there's no more Me'ila, but even the new one, which became holy today on the Kli, Havale, give me the Leichel to give me, because why? Because Mesukanu, top of the page, because he was in danger, Sakanas Nefashis, and if someone, he had a Bulmus, Rashi says. Bulmus is some disease where a guy gets an uncontrollable requirement to eat, and if you don't give him food, it's dangerous for him. So therefore, they should give him anything until he recovers. And, yeah. Ah, yeah, but so what's Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon arguing about? Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimon with Gemara Pliga. They just argue about the halacha, what they learned from their teacher. They're not arguing about this posuk. It's not Mishnei Mikra Chadorshu. Deikonami, and you can also see from the words that they were arguing on a tradition that they learned from their teachers, not from the psukim. The Katani Rabbi Shimon Omer, La'olam have a rogel loimer shtel lechach upon shavis bazar ches of espagi. The expression La'olam have a rogel loimer, you should always get used to saying, you don't say that when you're just learning from a posuk. You just say, here's a pshat in the pasuk. But if you just have something that you heard from your teacher and there's no sort of source for it, then you just say, have a rug alone, or get used to saying that that's the way it is. Shema mina, that they're arguing only on what they heard. They're not arguing about the pasuk.